Hello, everyone, and welcome to the best and worst of Walt Disney World. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined, as always, by my good friend, Steve Porter.
Hello.
And back in the production nook, our producer, Mr. Craig Williams.
Hello.
So in this episode, we're going to talk about the five best character dining experiences at Walt Disney World, as voted on by you. We placed a poll on our Facebook page asking you what your favorite character meal experiences are, and we're going to tell you what those are. I do want to mention that we've been getting a lot of feedback. What we've been doing with these polls is we've been kind of doing best and worst off of one poll, asking you what are your favorite character meals at Walt Disney World, for example, and then reading the top five as your top five, but then the bottom five as the worst. And people have been saying they'd rather us do those separately, asking the question, what do you think the worst character meal at Walt Disney World is? So from now on, that's what we're going to do. So we'll be doing separate polls for best and worst on all of these. So thank you for your feedback. It helps us do better. So we appreciate that and just wanted to acknowledge that we'll be kind of changing this up a little bit as we move forward. With that said, let's go ahead and get started with the number five character experience, character meal at Walt Disney World. I don't get this.
You're surprised.
I hate this place.
Garden Grill.
The Garden Grill at Epcot. The food sucks. I mean, the character meal, I mean, it's a lot of, you know, you see a lot of the filler characters, you know, Chip and Dale, but I don't know. This has never been a favorite of mine. I don't care what meal I've had there. It's never been good. So maybe I'm just going at bad times. I mean, Craig, you were saying that.
Yeah, this is arguably one of my favorite. I love the characters because they're in kind of their barnyard-esque type wardrobe. So it adds that little extra fun to it. I always like character meals where you're not just seeing them in their regular attire. I like
seeing them in lingerie and, well, you know, like, scantily clad.
Yeah, think back.
You're a freak like that, you little pervert. Well,
think back to that terrible experience we had at Hollywood and Vine for that mini silver screen dine. My only takeaway from that was, well, at least they had different costumes. They weren't great ones, but they were different. And that's kind of where I am with this restaurant. I really enjoy the costumes. The food, it's not anything scary. There's turkey on it. There's always a sustainable fish, you know, a pretty plain garden salad. So there's nothing too adventurous, but, you know, families.
There's nothing with any taste either.
I also just think this is a place that might not be for, like, this is a place that you bring your kids and they love the rotation and they love the.
Well, again, and this always comes up when we start talking about character meals or, you know, things that are more designed toward kids and families that, you know, I mean, obviously I don't have kids, so I'm not going there with children. And, you know, parents feed back to us all the time that, you know, it's the experience of watching their kids, get excited to see the characters. The food is kind of secondary. And I get that. I get that completely, and I applaud it, and I don't think that's wrong at all. I blame Disney. I blame Disney for knowing that and serving you crap food anyway. You should not have to choose between the two. Your kids should have an amazing experience with you at that, and you should have a meal you remember for being good, not because it gave you salmonella.
But this one I do, especially because I enjoy
okay,
it.
I'm sorry. I've eaten there a few times. I've never had a good meal. So what am I missing? And I'm not talking about the food is bland. I'm talking about the food was not good.
No, I've never had a bad meal there. It's nothing adventurous.
Well,
it's not bad.
I have to question what your definition of a good meal is.
But then I also like that instead of buffet style, that it's actually served family style
it's
at
family
your table.
Style.
I hate buffets.
Well, if you want family style food, go to Ohana, its food's much better.
It is, but it's a lot harder to get a reservation there, and I believe it is also a little bit more expensive. Yes, you're getting what you pay for out of it, but
blah, blah, blah. Garden Grill, number five, it sucks. Let's move on to number four. Another in the great quest for mediocrity.
Chef Mickey's at the Contemporary.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's better than Garden Grill, but I food-wise, again, it's just kind of underwhelming. I've had some good meals, good breakfasts there. Mm-hmm. I've had some absolutely atrocious breakfast there. So that's why I say mediocre. But, you know, what we noticed, just before we go further, what we noticed in the results here, that the 1 and 2 spot are very, very close. The 3 and 4 spot are very, very close. The 4 and 5 spot are very, very close. There's only about 2.5-3 points between Garden Grill. No, I'm sorry. I'm looking at that wrong. I'm looking at that wrong. 5 and 6. There's only like 1900 Park Fair was not too far off from the number 5 spot. Let me put it to you that way. Again, you only go there for the characters because it's Mary Poppins, but and Cinderella yep. and stuff like that.
Agree.
Ones you're not going to see other places. You're not going there for the food. But Chef Mickey's, what's your impression?
I think it's good. I think the food's okay. I think what that plate, what that area needs is like a refurb to that restaurant. I just think it's in a great location, and I feel like it just feels...
Well, I think there's a lot of nostalgia to it because of my generation. That's when Chef Mickey's was still at, well, now Disney Springs, but down in the Marketplace. So when I first went to Walt Disney World, that's where I went to Chef Mickey's, down in the Marketplace.
That's right. It was down there, wasn't it?
It was. And so then they move it to the Contemporary. And, you know, you still have that appeal of it's Chef Mickey's. This was this great character experience that you could have there. And now it's even closer to the Magic Kingdom. And it just built up this reputation. And, yeah, you get to meet Mickey there, so it's great. But I feel like it's more of that nostalgia thing. People eat there, and then they want to take their kids there. And then eventually their kids are going to want to take their kids there. And it's built more off of that and not the quality of the food. But you do get the Fab Five, and that's an important part.
A big bonus. And, I mean, it's a great place to have breakfast and then go. Like you said, it's right near the Magic Kingdom. You have a great breakfast, and then you head right to the park.
That's right. So, yeah, Chef Mickey's the Contemporary coming in at number 4. Number 3, I'm fully on board with this. Actually think it should be a little higher. Ohana at the Polynesian. Mm. Now, with that said, I will say I much, much prefer dinner at Ohana, which is not a character experience, over breakfast. But I definitely think it belongs in this stratosphere.
Yeah, right.
33% of the vote, by the way.
I would have put it at my number 2 instead of my number 3. But, yeah.
Absolutely. I would have put it at 2 over what's in position for number 2.
Yeah. I think, like you said, dinner's better. I have bad memories here. This was my first character meal as a little kid, and I hid it under the table the entire time. So I'll just leave you that story of my...
Oh, poor little scared Steve.
Yeah.
Were you scared of the characters as a kid?
I was, yeah, super scared.
Still?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. Every time I go to a character meal, I can feel the
I'm still
the
hiding table, under the table.
The table trembles. Where's Steve? All right, so yeah, number 3, Ohana, 32.7 to be precise, percent of the vote. 27.7% for Garden Grill, 32.1% for Chef Mickey's. People were able to vote on more than one of these, so that's why our totals may not add up to 100%. Number 2, again, I would have put this in the number 3 spot, but Crystal Palace at the Magic Kingdom. This is Winnie the Pooh and Friends, so it's unique. Mm-hmm. And that I believe this is the only location on property where you have a character meal with Winnie the Pooh. Am I right?
Winnie the Pooh might show up in 1900 Park Fair, too. I know I've seen him there before, but okay. I don't think he's a
but
regular.
But this is Winnie the Pooh's the star of this one.
That is correct.
Winnie the Pooh and his friends, the star of this one. Food's not bad. I will say that, again, I'm not raving about it, but...
I think this the location helps a lot.
It's in the Magic Kingdom.
The name helps a lot. I think Crystal Palace is almost like its own beast, and just when people think of Crystal Palace, it's one of the must-dos for people that really don't know some of maybe a place like our number 1. They kind of just hear Crystal Palace, and it's a must-do for them. But yeah, I think it's good. I think it deserves to be in the top 5. I don't know if it deserves to be number 2, but...
But it's not like Garden Grill for me at all. So Number two, Crystal Palace, The Magic Kingdom, which brings us to number one. Steve?
Tusker House. This is, and I
hands
completely
down,
agree.
Hands down, the best character meal on property. I fully agree with that. Great character interaction. But beyond that, the food is incredible.
Yeah.
And it's consistently good. And you, every time, you know, we talk about dining reviews, that's what I, one of the things, the big, big things I look at, not only is it good for the meal I just had, but is it consistently good? Every time I go there, am I pretty much having a really good meal? And this was a nail biter. 39.3% for Crystal Palace, 41% for Tusker House, which tells me that not enough people have experienced Tusker House.
No, not at all.
If this should not even be close. This should be a blowout. The variety of food, and maybe because it's not all of. I mean, they have the standard stuff. You've got your scrambled eggs. You've got your omelet station. You got your hash browns and your bacon and sausage and all that good stuff, and cereals and juices. But you also have that African inspired. Mm-hmm. You have that, you know, that
the bobodi, twist on flavors,
the bobodi dish, yeah. And which, if you haven't done bobodi, you don't know what life is. So many other dishes there that really unique signature to this environment. You're not going to see it at you'll see it over at BOMA, which, you know, if BOMA was doing a character meal, BOMA I think would have topped this list out. But if you want characters and that level of food, this is where you go, Tusker House.
Yeah, there's a couple. I love this place. There's a couple things that I think can make it even better is that if you go in between meals, so if you go after, like right as breakfast is ending or right as lunch is ending and you get your reservation for maybe, I don't know exactly when breakfast ends, but for lunch at like 2:45, I believe, as they're preparing for dinner, the characters, as people are leaving, you could be one of the very few tables left in this restaurant. And this is what happened to me in Rhino. So I suggest scheduling right at the end of the lunch period, because then the characters will literally just sit with you and hang out. And so we got as much, we were taking pictures with all them. Mm-hmm. And,
but don't they also start doing the turnover to dinner? And you kind of, I know for breakfast, if you go toward the end of breakfast, when they're doing the turnover to lunch, you can like actually experience both. You can
Cool. I don't know. I didn't know that, but yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, I think I vaguely recall that happening to us. I could be wrong on that, but.
And I also will just say is I'm known as mac and cheese guy, and I like bland foods, but they have a really good mix of both. So if you're someone that is not very adventurous,
what, a good mix of mac and cheese and bland food?
No. A mix of bland food and adventurous food. So it's a good place to experiment and try new foods. So
it is. Like, that's what I was saying is that they have the staples that you expect to find on an American breakfast buffet, but they also have these other items that are more African-inspired, that are absolutely delicious. I'm going to say this. One place that should be higher on this list than it is the Cape May Cafe over at the Beach Club for breakfast. Probably done it 3 or 4 times now in the last couple of years. Character interaction and food were magnificent every time we went. I don't think because of where it's located, because it's kind of off the beaten path a little bit, and that I don't think as many people aim for this. But if you want a good character a good character breakfast, that's probably a little easier to get than some of these other ones. For me, Cape May Cafe. Now that came in with 13% of the vote out of 1,396 people, casting 3,661 votes. So a lot of votes here on this, and that came out with, like I said, 13%. It's one of my favorites, though.
Well, I'm shocked that despite a lot of people hating the food and the cold bar, I'm surprised that Akershus didn't make it into the top five, because a lot of people love that.
Akershus was close. Akershus came in at number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 with just about statistically 18% of the vote.
Yeah, I mean, it's the best way to meet all of the princesses without having to worry about fast passes, long lines. But hey, to each their own.
So there you have it. The top five character meals on property is voted on by you, the Garden Grill, at the Land in Epcot, Chef Mickey's at Disney's Contemporary Resort, Ohana, Disney's Polynesian Resort, Crystal Palace at the Magic Kingdom, and Tusker House at number one in the Animal Kingdom theme park. So there you have it. That will do it for this episode of The Best and Worst of Walt Disney World. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you again next week. Thanks for being with us.